Trading Club Update, week of June 15, 2026, the value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $122,049 as of Thursday, June 18, up 22% since the May 30, 2025, inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made the following trades on Monday, June 15, based on our recommendation from Friday, June 12, sold 100 shares of Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, at $66.44, sold to close 10 Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET, $25 calls, expiring January 15, 2027, at 92 cents per share, sold to close 1 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $580 put, expiring June 30, 26, at 20 cents per share, bought to open 1 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $650 put, expiring September 30, 2026, at $11.48 per share. In today's update, we discuss the recent portfolio drawdown and why we remain committed to our current holdings despite the recent weakness in their share prices. We also review the options positions that expired today and review the portfolio and current recommendations ahead of next week's new trades. Navigating the drawdown, it's been a tough month in the trading club, with our tracking portfolio down 9% from a prior peak of $134,072 in late May to $122,049 today. Virtually every group of stocks we're invested in has suffered a significant drawdown in that period, including our energy, precious metals, consumer staples, and software positions. Compounding the pain is the fact that the broader markets have recovered to approach new all-time highs. During these kinds of drawdowns, we re-examine our conviction and double down on our analytical work. In the case of each losing position, our goal is to determine whether we're dealing with a broken thesis or a temporarily broken stock price. To that end, we recently compiled a summary overview of our current holdings, which you can find here. After reviewing these positions, we remain fully confident in the long-term earnings outlook for each. While conviction does nothing to assuage the red ink on the brokerage statement, this fundamental research is the key process that gives us confidence in achieving our long-term return objectives. In the meantime, the challenging part lies in maintaining the discipline to stay the course even when the short-term outcome feels like a losing one. In most endeavors, a good process is often immediately reflected with a good outcome. A good pitcher delivers the unhittable fastball that wins the game, or the good doctor nails the surgery that saves a patient's life. The paradox of investing is that a poor process can be rewarded with a stellar outcome, and vice versa, at least in the short run. Buying overvalued businesses in the midst of a mania can yield life-changing wealth, even if those businesses ultimately go bust. Conversely, buying the hated, left-for-dead sectors can leave you nursing losses as the crowd dumps underperforming stocks to buy the latest greatest momentum names. But if history and experience has taught us one thing about the stock market, it's that share prices ultimately reflect one thing: the earnings trajectory of the underlying businesses. Maybe not on any given day, week, or month, but over any reasonably long time horizon, buying high-quality businesses with rising earnings, at reasonable prices, is a simple formula that works again and again. We believe each of our current holdings meets this basic criteria. And of course, we will change our minds if there's evidence of a change in any of the underlying businesses. But until then, we plan to continue following our process, regardless of what the scoreboard says in the short term. With that said, our next trade series will mostly focus on selected option sales around our existing holdings, in order to generate income and add to our positions. Stay tuned for these new trade alerts, which will be coming to your inbox on Monday. We will also record a video where we walk through each trade as we place them in our live tracking account on the afternoon of June 22nd, following the publication of these trades earlier in the morning. We will share that video with Trading Club members in the days following. Next, let's review the options that expired at the close of trading today. Option expiration summary. The following three covered call positions expired at the close of trading today, Thursday, June 18th. 1. Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell. $40 covered call expired out of the money, and thus we will retain our 100 share position in Celsius. 1. Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, $90 covered call expired out of the money, and thus we will retain our 100 share position in Booz Allen. 1. Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call expired in the money, which will trigger the sale of our 100 share position in Philip Morris at $175 per share. This trade will free up $17,500 in cash. Next up, the following two cash-secured put options also expired today. 2. Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vanum, $48 cash-secured puts expired in the money. In our case, these options were exercised early on Tuesday, June 16th, triggering the purchase of 200 shares of Viper at $48 per share. For those holding this position through the close today, the options will be exercised into a similar 200-share purchase of Viper at $48 per share. 2 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 cash secured puts expired out of the money, which means the options will expire worthless, eliminating our obligation to purchase WBI shares. This trade will free up $6,000 in cash. Next, we'll review all positions and current buy recommendations in the portfolio. Please note that we are showing the positions as they'll exist after the transactions that occur following today's option expiration, whereas the live portfolio snapshot that follows will show options positions before the post-expiration transactions. Portfolio review. Let's briefly review the existing recommendations and holdings in the Trading Club portfolio following the latest options expiration, which includes 15 shares of Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, buy up to $450 per share, 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BH, buy up to $90 per share, 100 shares of Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, buy up to $50 per share, 400 shares of Cellebrite NASDAQ, CLBT, buy up to $15 per share, revised down from prior buy recommendation up to $20, 3 shares of Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, buy up to $2,200 per share, 300 shares of Figma, NYSE, FIG, buy up to $25 per share, revised down from prior buy recommendation up to $30, 100 shares of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, buy up to $80 per share, 15 shares of Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, buy up to $450 per share, 400 shares of Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, buy up to $35 per share, 100 shares of Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, buy up to $85 per share, 400 shares of Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Venom, buy up to $55 per share, 100 shares of Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, buy up to $35 per share, revised down from prior buy recommendation up to $30, 1 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $650 put, expiring September 30, 2026, buy up to $25 per share, 5 British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, $50 call options, expiring January 15, 2027, buy up to $10 per share. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on June 18. Note this table shows the positions as they'll exist after the transactions from today's option expirations. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30, 2025, which can be found here, the June 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, recommendation can be found here, the July 24 recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the September 24 recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here, the January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here, the Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell. Recommendations were published as part of our trade series on December 4, which can be found here, the January 23 recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FIV can be found here. We created a special report called the AI ALO that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, which can be found here. we created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. Axon Technologies, NASDAQ, Axon was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on April 17, which can be found here. Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on April 24, which can be found here. Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on May 1, which can be found here. Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, was recommended on April 9, followed by an overview of the business published on April 10, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club Forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company.